Welcome to VG Buzz, your daily source for gaming news. Brought to you by Element FM. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 a month at Element FM and amplify your voice. Now let's get to the news. Today, we're shining a spotlight on a game that continues to capture hearts and spark thoughtful conversation more than a decade after its debut, The Legend of Heroes: Trails to Azure. As the emotional and political climax of the renowned Crossbell saga, Trails to Azure stands as a testament to the narrative ambition of the JRPG genre and its power to deliver resonant storytelling. In this episode, we'll unpack why Trails to Azure remains as relevant today as ever, what its upcoming release on modern consoles means for longtime fans and newcomers, and how it carves a legacy not just in gameplay, but in the imagination of players everywhere. First, let's set the stage by revisiting the Crossbell saga, the beating heart at the center of Trails to Azure's remarkable narrative journey. The Crossbell saga, beginning with Trails from Zero and culminating in Trails to Azure, invites players into a world crackling with political intrigue, social tension, and unforgettable character arcs. After the gripping events of Trails from Zero, Trails to Azure asks players to return to the bustling metropolis of Crossbell as members of the Special Support Section, or SSS. What sets this series apart is its refusal to treat political turmoil as mere background noise. Instead, it builds an atmosphere where conflict and ambition are woven into every character's journey. Throughout Trails to Azure, themes of independence, sovereignty, and the cost of freedom simmer beneath the surface, giving each mission and quest greater urgency. The Special Support Section isn't just a group of generic heroes. They're individuals burdened by their pasts and driven by hopes for Crossbell's future. The game's choice to intertwine personal traumas and histories with sprawling political machinations makes for character arcs that feel intensely human. Trails to Azure masterfully balances its commitment to grand geopolitical storytelling with smaller, deeply personal moments that give the saga its distinctive emotional punch. As we look forward to Trails to Azure's release on PlayStation 5 and Nintendo's anticipated new Switch model in fall 2020, the significance of this chapter only grows. These launches don't just mark a technical upgrade, they create an open door, inviting both veteran fans and total newcomers to immerse themselves in the Crossbell saga, often for the first time as a complete whole. Now, let's talk about what these modern enhancements mean for the experience itself and for the wider legacy of the Trails series. When NIS America announced plans to revitalize the Crossbell games for a new generation, there was more at stake than just higher resolution and cleaner visuals. The improvements for PS5 and the new Switch, a stunning 4K resolution, faster load times, and streamlined quality of life upgrades, represent a commitment to preserving, and indeed elevating, these chapters as foundational pillars of the Trails universe. For the uninitiated, Trails from Zero serves as the ideal entry point, introducing players to Crossbell and its deep socio-political complexities in a way that feels both inviting and accessible. Even without years of JRPG experience, new players won't be left behind. Trails from Zero equips them with the necessary context, while Trails to Azure offers the satisfying and profound resolutions they crave. Of course, if you've walked these streets before and followed the SSS on their journey, it's worth noting that these ports are standalone entries. No announced upgrade paths from prior console versions have been confirmed at this time. Still, the value they bring is undeniable. A unified experience for the Crossbell narrative, finally available in its full, modernized glory. Beyond the technical, the enduring relevance of Trails to Azure owes much to its sensitive, mature approach to storytelling. Long before many games engaged head-on with social themes or complex political tensions, Trails to Azure was already exploring issues of autonomy, governance, and the gray moral zones that lie in between. The narrative doesn't shy away from the darker sides of power or the emotional repercussions felt by those caught in the crossfire of history. The result is a story that remains powerfully relevant, echoing real-world questions about leadership, resistance, and what it truly means to serve a community in times of upheaval. What's more, the Crossbell Saga's nuanced cast makes sure these issues aren't just academic. They become personal, tangible, and deeply moving. Through each member of the SSS, we see reflections of our own struggles, balancing duty and desire, facing trauma with resilience, and searching for hope in impossible circumstances. Players find themselves caring about Lloyd, Ely, Tayo, and Randy not only as heroes in a grand saga, but as complex human beings facing genuine dilemmas. The gameplay in Trails to Azure dovetails seamlessly with the story, offering a turn-based system that's strategic and satisfying without sacrificing the emotional stakes of each encounter. Every victory and setback drives the plot, with your team's growth not just measured in stats and skills, but in the connections forged with those around you. By focusing on relationships with allies, antagonists, and the city itself, the game achieves a kind of synergy rarely seen, where world building and character evolution lift each other up. This synergy, more than anything, is why the Crossbell Saga endures, and why Trails to Azure is more than just a sequel. It's a narrative fulcrum for the entire Trails series. The significance of its re-release is impossible to overstate. It provides the context necessary for appreciating later chapters in the Trails universe, and it lays out the blueprint for what makes narrative-centered JRPGs so vital today. As we see more games in the genre grapple with weighty themes and moral ambiguity, it's clear that Trails to Azure was ahead of its time. Its depiction of conflicting loyalties, everyday heroism, and the struggle for autonomy predates many of the trends we're only now celebrating in the broader gaming landscape. With every new release, the legacy of Trails to Azure grows, ushering in a generation of players who expect more from their games, not only in spectacle, but in substance. Let's not forget the community's role either. The worldwide response to Crossbell's story and its themes, especially as English localizations have appeared, shows the hunger for involved, emotionally intelligent games. Fan projects and ongoing discussions about character motivations, world politics, and personal choice have created a culture around Trails to Azure that rivals any major franchise. This isn't a series that lives in isolation. It's part of a vibrant conversation about what video games can and should offer, both to seasoned fans and to industry newcomers. As we reflect on the meaning of legacy in gaming, there's something magical about seeing a story like Trails to Azure reemerge, refreshed for new audiences, yet faithful to its original vision. At its core, this saga is about the search for belonging, the courage to challenge compromise, and the willingness to fight for a city or a home worth preserving. The challenges faced by the citizens of Crossbell mirror our own questions about justice, loyalty, and the constant negotiation between personal and collective good. By bringing these stories to modern platforms, NIS America isn't just archiving history, they're keeping the conversation alive, ensuring that new generations don't just play, but live the legacy of these characters. The impact ripples outward. Design decisions in Trails to Azure continue to inspire not only the JRPG genre, but also Western RPGs and narrative-driven games, blending mechanics and story to create something greater than the sum of its parts. Developers worldwide look at Crossbell's intricate plotting, emotional payoffs, and bold willingness to tackle difficult themes as a template for their future projects. So, what does Trails to Azure offer gamers in Twixal? More than just a polished RPG, it offers a meditation on conflict, resolution, and the choices that define us, both on the small scale of personal struggles and the grand scale of societal change. The anticipation surrounding its re-release is more than nostalgia. It's about the promise of meaningful connection and the hope that video games can help us see the world and ourselves with fresh eyes. Every detail, from updated character portraits to meticulously rendered cityscapes, signals NIS America's respect for what the original team created. and their dedication to honoring fans' memories. But perhaps the real legacy is this. Trails to Azure refuses to treat its players as passive spectators, drawing them directly into the moral dilemmas and fleeting triumphs of its world. Whether you're deciding how to approach a tense negotiation or comforting a comrade in crisis, your choices are meaningful, and the world of Crossbell feels genuinely altered by your presence. It's a design philosophy that invites reflection, empathy, and sometimes grief, insisting that our power as players comes with responsibility, and that even in a fictional city, every act of kindness matters. So, as you prepare to journey back, or perhaps for the first time, into Trails to Azure, know that you're joining a long tradition of gamers who cherish story as much as strategy. You'll find a saga that's unafraid of complexity, welcoming of emotion, and beautifully realized at every turn. Whether you're in it for the political intrigue, the lush landscapes, or simply to walk alongside Lloyd and the SSS one more time, the Crossbell saga has something unique to offer you. And as the JRPG genre continues to evolve, Trails to Azure remains a crucial benchmark, a reminder that story-driven games can be both epic and intimate, timeless and timely. It reaffirms that video games are art, and that some stories truly are worth revisiting again and again. If you're planning to explore Crossbell this fall, whether you're a seasoned fan or an intrigued newcomer, remember that every choice you make and every friendship you forge are part of a legacy much bigger than any single playthrough. That legacy, the enduring heart of Trails to Azure, is something we'll be talking about for years to come. Checkpoint cleared. Thanks. And catch us tomorrow in your favorite podcast app.